This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is the Fantasy Fast Track podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Buns Brandon Funston from The Athletic. And we got a dandy of a matchup on Thursday Night Football. Should be a fun one, Funston, as the Philadelphia Eagles host those hopefully sharp sword-swinging Tampa Bay Buccaneers, yar me mateys, in an NFC battle. So we got Tequila Tom going up against Jalen Hurts. The line on this game, Philadelphia's catching 6.5, so it's Tampa minus 6.5 with a total of 52.5. So hooks for everybody. Give me a pick on the side. Give me a pick on the game total as well, hombre. I have a gut feeling this one is going to be a high-scoring affair. I wonder if you agree.
Oh, I do not. I actually, and how are we not calling him Tom Thumb this week instead of the Tequila Tom?
That's valid. That's a deep cut for a lot of people that may not understand like vaudevillian age entertainment, but yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I actually think it's going to be I'm taking the under here. I think it's going to be a somewhat contested affair. I think the Philadelphia Eagles defense is going to show up. I think the pass rush of the Buccaneers is going to give Jalen Hurts problems, much like the Carolina Panthers defensive front did last week. So I'm going to say the Bucs will prevail, but the Eagles will cover by the hook. Let's call it 26-20 Buccaneers.
I'm going to go 27-26 Tampa. So I am sneaking.
I would rather watch your game.
Well, yeah, because my game is going to be the correct answer here. So you're going to see it in live animated picture and sound on Thursday Night Football, Brandon. So slide over for me. You're going to take the under, but we're both on Philadelphia catching those 6.5 points. With that, let's dig it a little deeper, shall we, with another edition of the Fantasy Five.
Number five.
All right, I got my tequila in hand. Always poured neat. A little añejo. Been sitting in the freezer. Herradura Ultra. Oh, it's so good when it hits the lips, Brandon. And I wonder if this one will be as well. Well, maybe not so much because this guy is in a full-blown committee. He's barely even getting double figures in terms of total touches per game. But what do you say about Miles Sanders? 34.5 rush yards is the prop. Over or under, and I'm assuming he's barely even flex material, if that, in a 12-team league this week.
Well, at 34.5 is not a big number. We've seen Sony Michel get over it. Mike Davis has gotten over this. And the key for Miles Sanders is volume. The two games that they got absolutely boat race, Dallas and the Kansas City Chiefs, he had 9 combined total carries. In the other games, he got over 10 carries, and they were somewhat competitive games. And we both think this will be a competitive game. I think Miles Sanders gets to like 12-plus carries in this game, maybe not a whole lot more than that, but I think that will be enough for him to inch over this number, which I think is a very well-set line. I will say he gets somewhere between 35 to 40 total rushing yards.
Under. I don't think he does. I don't think he escapes at 20s. And I think he's going to be lucky to get 11 carries in this game. Now, he may be able to boost the bottom line with a few catches because Tampa, you can take advantage of him the short field outside the tackle box. And, you know, Sanders is usually good for about 3 catches. So what he does vertically, I think, will ultimately determine what his fantasy worth is going to be because I don't think he's going to find the end zone either. So let's do a little impromptu game of head-to-head. You tell me you'd rather have this week. J.D. McKissic against Kansas City or Sanders?
I will go with Sanders.
I got McKissic. What about Miles Sanders or Latavius Murray? We think he's going to head up the committee against the Chargers.
Yeah, I'm going to go Miles Sanders here as well. I think he is at least involved in the passing game as well. Both narratives would suit him okay. But again, I think he's going to get volume, and I think he'll get a few passes, catches. That's better than Latavius Murray in my mind.
Yeah, I can get on board with Sanders barely there. Last one, what about Miles Sanders or Tony Pollard in New England?
Gosh, that's probably pretty close. Let's just go with Tony Pollard.
He's been consistently getting
it done. So, yeah, give me Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard it is!
Number four.
All right, marching on here in our Thursday Night Football Fantasy Football Breakdown. Let's talk about Tequila Tom, shall we? And here is a line, as much as I would like to throw out his 0.5 rush yards prop at you. We're going to focus on what he does best. Tom is a running quarterback now. He's on pace to set a career high in rushing yards. I don't know if you knew that. But here's the number, 2.5 passing touchdowns, a real prop universally posted at sportsbooks across the country at plus odds on that over. I am taking the over, and I think you're fading the daylights out of me, aren't you?
I'm taking two. Yeah, I am going with two touchdown passes for him. Oddly, he's only had one touchdown pass in two road games. Now, I believe that was the Rams and the Patriots. Pretty good defenses. But in terms of, like, Football Outsiders pass DVOA, the Eagles are right there in the middle of those two defenses in that metric. They're a good pass defensive team. They did give up five touchdown passes to Patrick Mahomes, but they are one of the best in terms of yards per pass attempt allowed. And I just think, again, I think this is probably two touchdown passes from Brady and either a defensive touchdown or a Lambo Lenny, not going with whatever alliterative.
Lucrative
change.
Lenny.
No, not going with lucrative Lenny. One other touchdown some other way. So I'll say two touchdown passes.
We're going to have something on Leonard Fournette a little bit later on. And bonus time here on the pod. Will it be more of a lamb basting of Lenny this week? I don't know. It could be. You know, we'd like to throw out the alliteration. I am indeed taking the over. And I know he's got the bum thumb. But I think he's still going to be able to grip it and twirl it without any restriction whatsoever. You also overlooked Dak Prescott, who also had a hat trick through the air against the Philadelphia Eagles secondary. So him and Mahomes, the only two quarterbacks to do it. TB12 has been over this in 3 of 5, and I think he'll get over it, though the underlying data for Philadelphia Wright is spot on with a 6.62 yards per attempt, 209.2 pass yards per game, and 2 passing touchdowns per contest. They have surrendered, but Brady is a different beast. And for that reason, uno, dos, tres through the air, comfortably inside my quarterback top 10 this week.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to the other signal caller in this game, and will it hurt so good? Come on, Jalen, make it hurt so good at 285.5 pass yards here, Fun Buns, over under.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's a little bit too steep. But I know you can throw on the Bucs, but again, they put pressure on the quarterback. I think that's a problem for Jalen Hurts. Last week, we saw him throw for 198 yards. They got the win. It was a good performance all around for Jalen Hurts. He had 2 rushing touchdowns, but he did literally nothing through the air. And that's because Carolina brings the heat, and so does the Bucs. I think that Hurts is probably somewhere in like the 250-ish range. I just think pushing 290 is a little rich in this matchup.
Coward. That's what you are, my friend. A coward. It's going to be another 300-yard game for Hurts. His third of the season. So I'm taking the over here on the 285.5. Tampa giving up 7.16 pass yards per attempt, 319.2 pass yards per game, 2.6 passing touchdowns per game. And for all of the disparaging comments that I think are unfairly made and thrown at the face of Jalen Hurts, he has shown marked improvement across the board, Brandon. He's QB17 right now in adjusted completion percentage and top 12 in red zone completion percentage and play action completion percentage. I think the Eagles could get down early in this game, screw their way back to make this thing competitive as a result. Hurts will go airborne. And like I said, I think it's like, you know, 300 to 320 in the end. So I think he gets over this comfortably. And yes, I am ranked inside my top 6 quarterbacks this week, because that's where he ranks, QB6 and total fantasy points on the young year.
Number 2.
All right, moving on. Let's go to one of many wide receivers of interest in this game. How about downtown Antonio Brown? Is he going to shake his rump on the over 57.5 receiving yards, or are you thinking this is going to be more Mike Evans or Chris Godwin game? What do you got?
I think it's, as long as Gronk is out, it's all 3 of them. I think you can probably look at each one of them and say, yeah, it's probably good for 8-plus targets in this game. Antonio Brown's been over in 3 of 4, and I believe he may have had an injury. What was his injury back then? It was a COVID. It was COVID back then.
Yeah, he had he had an idiot injury. I mean, it could have been a breakthrough case if he was vaccinated. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, so he's been over in 3 of 4 and missed one game. But I feel like he's been way over in 2 of them. And so I feel like he's going to get over this one. I don't think it's going to be a huge game, but I think he's 60 to 70 yards.
I think he's right around 70, and I think he will find the end zone. I feel very good about that. I'd be 1 of 3 Tom Brady touchdowns. So, you know, Antonio Brown, he's averaging 81.3 yards per game. You mentioned a 3 of 4. Now, Philadelphia is 7 fewest fantasy points. Only 3 wideouts have gone over this. That's the 7 fewest fantasy points allowed to the wide receiver position. But he's probably going to see a lot of Steven Nelson in coverage. And I think that's the weaker link in this secondary. He's given up a 90-plus passer rating to his assignments. Let's do an impromptu game ahead-to-head. Tell me you'd rather have this week, Antonio Brown or Michael Pittman against Houston.
I have Michael Pittman two spots ahead of him. Give me Michael Pittman.
I have Michael Pittman, who is also Spittman right now, because he's just spitting out catches spot ahead of Antonio Brown. What about a battle of the Browns, Antonio or AJ against Buffalo?
Ooh, I am toying with the idea of moving AJ Brown further down, but right now I have him at wide receiver 22 and am going with AJ Brown again. This might be a game time call between these two A Browns.
Yeah, I've got Antonio at 23, AJ at 24. Last one, Antonio Brown or Emmanuel Sanders against the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football.
I have Emmanuel Sanders one spot behind Antonio Brown.
I do too. now I do. I just moved Emmanuel Sanders one spot behind Antonio Brown. But at least we're not identical for once.
Right.
For once.
Number one.
All right, moving on. Let's go to the other alpha. Well, maybe Antonio Brown's an alpha. Sometimes he is, sometimes he isn't. But we know that Devontae Smith has emerged as such for this Philadelphia Eagles team. It's a pretty robust line here. Maybe aggressive in your eyes, considering where you stand on Hurts. So let's correlate. Let's synergize. Let's bring it together, Brandon, and see if you're consistent with this or you believe that Devontae Smith's going to get the lion's share. At 70.5 receiving yards is the line over or under.
Yeah, has he been over in 4 of 5 or 3 of 5? He's been over in 3 of 5, but he's been over in each of the last two. He's had at least 6 targets in every game, 7 in 4 of 5. I just think, man, last week against Carolina, going 7 for 77 against Carolina is a tough matchup. Yeah. I was thinking that he was going to be a bigger dud than that. That kind of impressed me enough that you've already talked about it. This Tampa secondary is a weaker secondary than the Carolina secondary. I think he can get over the 70-yard mark again because they will have to chuck it a bit.
Well, Jamel Dean is back, so that helps. But, you know, he's been right now on paper, he's their best cover corner that they have with a 56.7 pass rating allowed. So Devontae's going to get a ton of him. But if he gets any piece of Richard Sherman, I think he's going to tee off. Sherman's given up an 83.3 catch rate so far through a couple of games. So, you know, Smith, number 9 in total air yards. Number 4, interestingly, in unrealized air yards. But I think more of those air yards will be realized this time around. 4 guys have gone over this. Yeah, I think he flirts with 80. I really do. Yeah. So give me the over there. Let's do a little impromptu head-to-head on the rookie out of Alabama, Devontae Smith, or Hollywood Brown against the Chargers.
I'm going with Hollywood Brown by a few spots.
I actually have Devontae higher this week, and that's probably a dumb move on my full disclosure, probably not the wisest move for me on that one, but I could always change my mind. I could always change it. What about Devontae Smith or T. Higgins in Detroit?
I'm gonna go with T. Higgins.
I like
the touchdown upside.
I got Devontae slightly higher. What about Devontae Smith or Chase Claypool, maybe in an expanded role against your Seattle Seahawks with Juju done for the year?
Yeah, I have a Chase Claypool in a decidedly higher position this week.
I have Claypool just 2 spots higher because I got Devontae Smith at number 20 right now. But again, subject to change. All right. All right. Before we get out of here, let's do a rapido mode, my man. Let's go over under on my cousin, Mike Evans, 64.5 receiving yards. He's been smashing the over on this here the last, 4 games in a row.
Yeah, and he's getting big-time targets, like 9, 10, 11, 12 targets. And so, yeah, I got to go over on this. He's just on a roll right now.
Yeah, I'm with you there. He's averaging 78.6 yards per game, number 4 in total air yards. Darius Slay, still big play, only giving up 8.5 yards per catch. But, yeah, I believe in the volume. I'm with you. Give me the over on Mike Evans. Firmly a high-end wide receiver, too, in my estimation this week. What about his tag team partner, Chris Godwin? Will he be divine with the 62.5 receiving yards in the over, or is it going to be a hellish return?
Yeah, he's the one I think. Something's got to give here. Someone's going to not go over. They're not probably all 3 going to go over. I think maybe Godwin's the one that comes under. He's the one who's had a little bit more volatility in the targets. I can see him getting like 58, 59, even low 60s, but maybe doesn't quite get over here.
Yeah, he's been over in 3 of 5. I'm going to take the under as well. I think it's close. I think it's in the mid-50s, but he's just wide receiver 52 in yards per route run, wide receiver 45 in yards per target. Avante Maddox is going to be his primary assignment out of the slot. He's given giving up just 8.2 yards per catch. So I'm with you. Godwin is the odd man out. Give me the under. Oh, there he is. Lombardi Lenny or lucrative Lenny, or are we about to land base Lenny? Here we go. Leonard Fournette, 92.5 total yards over under.
Yeah, I think he's got to go over maybe with ease. I mean, running backs are running like crazy. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Chuba Hubbard, back-to-back 100-yard games. Ezekiel Elliott, 95, along with Tony Pollard, 60 rushing yards. And we know that Lenny's coming in with 25 to 30 receiving yards off the bat. So that really only means he has to get to, like, what is that, 70, about 70 yards rushing? Yeah, I think he goes over on this one.
I'm taking the under, believe it or not.
Ooh,
and here's the reason why. Look, I think he's going to do a lot of damage through the air. I love the over on his 24.5 receiving yards prop because he's done this in all but one game. In the one game, he was under by, what, a half a yard? But I think he is going to be right around 60, almost on the nose when it comes to the rushing yards. So I think it's like 60 on the ground, 30 to 35 through the air. It's going to be really close, but I think it's just under. I think right there, right at that number. So I'm going to say like 88, 89, 90, maybe 91, 92, something like that. But not a half a yard more to get to 93 on the total yards. Last one, Zach Ertz. I just made this one up because the sports books are cowards. They're afraid of us, Brandon.
Oh, you haven't looked. You're way off on this one.
Oh, really? Have they posted a receptions prop?
I knew you were going to be off because they put receiving yards at 44.5, and he's averaging 11 yards a catch, so I knew it was going to be either 3.5 or 4.5, and it's now come out at 4.5.
Oh, boo. Okay, so we'll set the number at 4.5. I'll take the under. I think it's 4
catches. Yeah, I mean, the Eagles are averaging 6 catches for the tight end position per game, but, I mean – probably someone else steps up. It's probably not Zach Ertz running a full amount of snaps. So, yeah, I'll say it's like a 4-catch game for Zach Ertz and be slightly under.
That's disappointing and aggressive. I really wanted to take the over on Ertz, but no, can't do it. I am going to take the under, and so is Brandon. But still, a reasonable plug-and-play option, would you agree, in 12
teams? Oh, I have him as a top 10. I have him as a top 10 tight end this week, absolutely.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. So a little saving grace for Zach Ertz. He is still viewed as a fantasy starter in 12-team leagues that we're tucking on the under on the 4.5 receptions prop. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Funson on Twitter at Brandon Funson. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And as always, until next time, adios, amigos!